from Gaza to Miami, doctors are falsely claiming they can treat an incurable disease that can lead to blindness.
After 2 weeks, you will see the full benefit of the treatment.
I am treating people who have never had hope.
A condition affecting me and millions of other people.
Now I can only see light and shapes.
I go undercover to expose them.
Everyone sees improvements and will keep their vision.
And reveal how nothing is being done to stop their potentially dangerous practices.
These clinics are allowed, unfortunately, to continue because nobody's willing to take the bull by the horns and do what's in the patient's best interest and shut them down.
This is really crazy.
A black screen, then satellite dishes on the rooftops of a city.
My name is Ramadan Yunis. I've lived in Cairo all my life in a neighborhood called Misr al-Qadima. When I was a young child, my mother realized that there was something wrong with my eyes.
This picture is when you started wearing glasses. Yes, that's when you noticed that I don't see well in the dark. You took me to the doctor. Yes, he told us that you must attend a school for the visually impaired.
Back then, I couldn't have known how the problem with my eyes would come to define much of my life and of the journey I would one day embark on as a result.
5 or 6 years ago, I could see these pictures clearly, but now it is very difficult. Here you are about 1 year old and you were wearing karate clothes. I have loved sport since my childhood.
As a teenager, I spent my days wrestling.
Ramadan is sitting on a bench as two young men wrestle.
This gym was where I felt in control, strong and powerful. My brothers and nephews still coach and fight here.
You had good physical abilities and flexibility. You were very smart in your playing style. The coach expected I would continue my career and join the national team. But what happened next? The young wrestlers are both wearing singlets with the letters EGY on them. The one in blue is thrown by the one wearing red. I remember I was in a tournament and I was in the semi-finals. The lighting was low, so I could barely see. We were shocked. We wanted to ask you what had happened. The wrestlers grapple on the mat. I remember that was the moment I decided I wouldn't be able to continue my career. I pray to God to help you and to achieve what I could not achieve. God willing. Ramadan bows his head. Now he's climbing some stairs.
At the age of 22, I found out exactly what was wrong. A genetic eye disease called retinitis pigmentosa. It was then that I learned that one day I might go blind. Currently, there is no cure for what I have, but that is not what I and many of the millions of others who live with this disease have been led to believe.
Blind faith. Animated sketches show Ramadan at a computer. Then, a map.
In 2011, I read about a treatment in China. After raising $13,000, I traveled to Beijing for a procedure I was told would change my life. Afterwards, I lay in a hospital bed, in total darkness, my eyes wrapped in bandages for 5 days. I imagined a new life with my vision restored. When I returned to Cairo, I told my family and friends that my vision was improving. But it wasn't true. Nothing had changed. Now, month after month, I feel my vision gradually fading away.
In the animation, his surroundings fade.
But my story is far from unique.
Rain on the window of a taxi, then Ramadan enters a building and an office where a sign reads, Arabic TV News.
For 3 years, I've been investigating supposed treatments for RP. I've found many doctors claiming that they can treat this incurable disease. And I've read comments from hundreds of patients who have lived stories similar to mine.
Retinitis pigmentosa, otherwise known as RP, is a degenerative condition in which the light-sensitive cells at the back of the eye gradually die throughout life.
I've asked Professor Robert McLaren, one of the world's leading experts on RP, to help me during this investigation.
We begin life with about 127 million rods, maybe 6 or 7 million cones. The rods are the cells for night vision, the cones do daytime vision. Retinitis pigmentosa tends to affect the rods first. So as they degenerate, the patients notice a gradual constriction of the visual fields until the central visual field is remaining, and that sometimes lasts for a few more years before eventually that goes as well.
Eyes with different coloured irises in close-up. A blink and a pupil constricts. Then a shoreline, and in slow motion, a horse and rider splash in the shallows.
During my research, 3 cases stood out. The first of these was in Gaza. There's a doctor working here who says he can treat those living with RP using a device that he says he invented himself. His name is Ismail Musallam. On his clinic's Facebook page are many videos promoting his treatment.
There's no treatment for RP anywhere in the world. But we can say proudly that by Palestinian Gazawi hands, we are able to say no to night blindness, and no to darkness, and yes to light. A video from November 2018.
Abu Malik lives with his family in a refugee camp in the center of Gaza. Living with RP, he turned to Dr. Musallam for help. For security reasons, he wants to conceal his identity.
You see a patient who can't see anything and then starts seeing. It's a miracle. Another Facebook video. After the 6th session, I was able to walk long distances at night without electric light. God sent us a miracle in the form of Dr. Musallam. He was asking for about $2,000. For us in Gaza, this is not a small amount. He was very confident of his treatment, so I decided to start the treatment sessions. He told me that there would definitely be an improvement. We say to our people and families in Gaza, you will be the first ones to benefit from this treatment. It's called neuromodulation. Abu Malik's treatment in animation. When we entered the center, they put me on 2 drips. A glucose solution, and the second solution was vitamins. He's given me an injection. They put on a vibrating device, like glasses, for about 30 minutes. There is another device, which is a device that clips onto the nose and vibrates. Once you finish the treatment session, the nurse gives you some pills, and then the session ends. His treatment is basically two massage devices and some vitamins.
Most people who live with RP are well aware that there is no cure. But the hope offered by professionals like Dr. Misalem is just too good to ignore.
A fishing net is thrown into the waves.
After 12 sessions and several thousand dollars, Abu Malik had seen no improvements to his vision. He decided to investigate the treatment himself.
In the weeks after, I saw people's comments on Facebook. Some were saying that this treatment was a scam. I was surprised how many people fell for it, even refugees from Syria living in Jordan. He requested an exorbitant amount of money from them. I talked with a woman who sold her jewelry. Only God knows how many cases he treated in Gaza.
During my own research, I talked to seven other patients who had turned to Dr. Misalem. Many of them had collected money from their families and communities, but none of them said that they saw any benefits. Dr. Misalem no longer performs his treatment in Gaza. Instead, he has opened a new clinic in East Jerusalem.
A range of framed certificates.
Ismail Misalem. This is a brief of my history. Got my medical school from Alexandria in 1981. And later on, I went to establish my center in Palestinian authorities.
We approached Dr. Misalem and told him we were making a film about RP treatments from around the world.
I can say we made a breakthrough by developing a very promising treatment for retinitis pigmentosa. If you stimulate the nerve from outside, you can induce increased blood flow inside the eye. And this means that you can restore glucose and oxygen supply to these dormant cells and revitalize them again. We are thinking outside the box. You are stimulating here and here to get benefit in the eye. So far, we treated more than 70 patients. Around 6% of them, they got what you call it, significant night vision improvement. And 40% of them, they get maintaining the vision and some improvement of day vision. And when you start treatment today, you get benefit second day. But after 2 weeks, you will see the full benefit of the treatment.
Professor McLaren.
There's a lot of science spoken, but nothing that I heard there was really valid. It's based on a false hypothesis, because the constriction of the blood vessels is a natural response to the retinal degeneration. It's the result of the retinal degeneration, not the cause of it. And if you then increase the blood supply, you may increase the oxygenation and therefore make the situation worse, because oxygen molecules cause damage to cells that are unwell.
Dr. Misalem said the majority of patients he has treated have seen their lives transformed, and a paper on his treatment is waiting to be peer-reviewed.
Although there is no cure for RP anywhere in the world, there is one treatment that offers promise. It's a gene therapy called Luxturna. It stops the progression of the disease. However, it's only available for people with a very specific genetic mutation. The chances of being eligible are small.
Hello, Ramadan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, really. I'm so happy to speak with you today.
To find out if I'm one of those lucky few, I need to order a genetic test through my doctor, Professor Maria Mosaji, in London.
Your condition is caused by a genetic change in one of your genes. but your diagnosis is just a descriptive term. It doesn't tell us the cause of your condition. And until we understand, we can't really start to access the research and the clinical trials and the potential treatments that are coming through. So what I would like to do is arrange to conduct a test. It takes 4 to 6 weeks. And then I will contact you as soon as I get the result.
Brilliant, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
Now, I just have to wait and see. Finding out more about your condition is something I would encourage everyone to do, but it's also scary. I have no idea what I might find out and what it will mean for my future.
A multi-lane flyover cuts across a snowy landscape with a cluster of high-rise buildings under a wintry sky in the distance.
Our patients are not only being targeted by doctors in the Middle East. I've heard of hospitals in Russia that have been selling our treatments for years. By far, the largest is the Fyodorov Eye Hospital in Moscow. Millions of patients undergo procedures there every year, and much of it is respected. But I've heard something very different about a treatment that the hospital offers for RP. It's not mentioned on their website, but a company called Ro Treatment, which exclusively promotes Fyodorov procedures to Arab audiences, have shared claims of patients experiencing improvements to their vision. I wanted to visit Moscow to find out more, but as a result of the war in Ukraine, that's not been possible.
Goats being herded across a city street.
Instead, I've come to Sudan. Many patients from here travel to Moscow.
My name is Mohammed Abdul Munim. I'm 26 years old. My eyesight was good in 2015. I could also see small objects during the daytime, but it deteriorated at night.
Mohammed lives in his family home on Tuti Island at the confluence of the Blue and White Nile. With his vision declining, he was recommended to contact the Fyodorov Hospital in Moscow. There, he was told that his vision could be treated.
The doctors told me I needed injections for 9 to 10 days.
He paid over $2,000 for vitamin injections around his eyes and 6 months' worth of tablets to take back to Sudan.
They told me to come back in a year to see how much my case improved.
The treatment had no effect, but he was told that he should return each year. So he did for 3 more years.
I pretty much lost all of my sight. Now I can only see light and shapes. I'm struggling to see the light now as well.
Mohammed traveled to Russia on local medical advice, but I've heard there is another route. A small office in the city's diplomatic area that promotes Fyodorov's treatment and helps facilitate travel. Given the seriousness of the allegations I've heard about this office, we've decided to secretly film to see what claims they make. As we approached, I noticed that it was directly opposite the Russian embassy.
Hello, how are you? Hello, take a seat. I will give you my phone so you can talk with the doctor in Russia. With the phone on loudspeaker, hello, someone told me you had a treatment for RP and honestly, I couldn't believe it. The current treatment for RP in Russia consists of feeding the retina with intravenous solutions and injections directly in the eye. The treatment consists of vitamins and medicine that helps to increase the amount of blood reaching the retina and the optic nerve. And does this treatment have any side effects? Not at all. Everyone sees improvements. Patients have to take the treatment every year and will keep their vision. Ramadan leaves.
Much like Dr. Musallam in Gaza, this doctor seemed to be promising the world. No side effects. Nearly everyone sees gains. And as long as I keep attending every year, it's very likely my eyesight will remain. These are promises I've heard time and time again.
The vitamin treatment, it worries me on two levels. The first thing is that we've evolved as humans to have vitamins and we eat them. Why not just have a pill? You don't need to have an injection. The second thing that worries me a little bit is that there's no real evidence that vitamins will be of any benefit. We don't see retinitis pigmentosa in patients who are deprived of vitamins. The majority of people who are well-fed and don't have obvious signs of starvation, their vitamins are likely to be enough to keep the normal homeostasis of the retina. It does surprise me that a highly regarded institute like the Fyodorov in Moscow is offering this treatment.
For some RP patients who have a mutation of a gene called ABCA4, taking vitamin A can actually be dangerous. So it's vital to take a genetic test before undergoing such a treatment.
They gave me these medicines as supplements to the injections. They are vitamins, but I don't know their exact name. No one explained them to me. They only told me they're vitamin A for the optic nerve.
Mohammed was never asked to take a genetic test, so they couldn't have known if the treatment might have been harming him.
Now Ramadan is riding in a car at night.
I wanted to speak to a specialist in Russia who is familiar with the Fyodorov Hospital. I'm heading back to the hotel to talk to Dr. Mariana Wiener, a Russian ophthalmologist in Moscow who specializes in genetic disorders and has seen many RP patients who have been treated at Fyodorov.
This kind of treatment has an attempt to support the vital functions of outer retinal layers. And it was confirmed and allowed by federal government, but actually this treatment was not confirmed to be effective in view of evidence-based medicine.
How about too much vitamin A?
Sure, it is very important to be 100% aware of the diagnosis before administering high doses, because it may be even dangerous because it deteriorates vision much quicker.
We visited an office here in Sudan, and they told me that all patients who receive this treatment, their vision have improved.
I haven't ever seen such advertising from the governmental clinic in Russia. They cannot offer that because this disease is untreatable.
Hearing that the treatment is legal, despite there being no evidence of its effectiveness, is really frustrating. But for now, I want to find out more about the relationship between the doctor I spoke to in Moscow, Mohammed Awad, and the Fyodorov Hospital. Dr. Mariana told me she was doubting that a doctor making those sorts of promises would be working for such a respected public institution.
Hello?
On speaker again, the medical report that you took from the lady, did you show it to the hospital? Yes, I did. I'm waiting for their reply. Are you working in the hospital, or alone, or in another company? No, I work in the hospital. I have a contract with the hospital. Without me, a patient couldn't go to the hospital. Okay, great.
Across Khartoum, Mohammed is visiting a local ophthalmologist, Dr. Khalid Hashim. He trained in Russia.
Place your hand here and the other there in order to be comfortable.
Mohammed has long wanted to find out if the treatments he undertook resulted in the rapid deterioration of his eyesight.
Look straight so I can check your eye. Dr. Khalid Hashim, so they keep injecting you for 4 years, but you only get worse. In Russia, my eyesight was stable, but when I came to Sudan, after a couple of months, I saw a deterioration. I think that the many injections you had may have caused damage. It's not direct damage, but it may have caused the body to respond with antibodies or inflammation.
I hope everything has been done with good intention, but let us not to push our patient in this direction. And I will ask the authorities to stop sending people for retinitis pigmentosa for treatment abroad.
A sign reads, Sudanese National Association of the Blind. Men are gathered in the open, airy building. One of the group are playing dominoes, feeling the playing pieces with their fingers. Now, Mohammed is walking with his hand on another man's shoulder. I wanted to do everything a sighted man would do. Finishing my study, starting my master's degree and doctorate. But reading is very difficult. Now I can't read at all. God ordered us to put our trust in Him. So I put my trust in God and looked for treatment. And I found it in Russia. If I had a chance to go back to Russia, I would.
Despite everything that has happened to Mohammed, the fact that he still believes in the treatment from Fyodorov shows how desperate living with this condition can make you. A few days later, I was sent an official letter from the Fyodorov Hospital. Having studied my papers, they suggested that they might be able to preserve my vision. Receiving the letter also appeared to confirm that the doctor I'd spoken to, Mohammed Awad, was indeed working for them. I have decided to call the hospital to confirm the details, still posing as a patient.
How can I benefit from the treatment?
If I speak between us, there's no benefit from these injections. You even can find them in Sudan or Egypt. No chance, even 1%. Your disease is inherited and congenital, and no treatment for it.
An actor's voice.
Hearing such honesty is pretty shocking. This didn't come from a doctor, but it seems that some of the staff at the hospital don't believe in what they are doing.
Dr. Mohammed Awad disputed that patients treated in Russia had seen their eyesight deteriorate and that the BBC was making up stories to tarnish the hospital's reputation.
The Fyodorov Hospital and our treatment have not responded to our questions.
Ramadan approaches a long wall with murals painted on it. People are crowded into banked seating on the other side, watching a wrestling bout.
After everything I've heard in Sudan, I need a moment to reflect. So I've come to an environment that feels familiar and reminds me of happier times.
A wrestler throws a handful of sand onto his shoulder.
I'm proud of the progress that we've made. But it's really tough to see how in situations like this, anything will really change. When you're dealing with massive public institutions. It's a hard reality to accept.
Two wrestlers hit the sandy surface of the arena, then the screen goes black.
Back in London, the results from my own genetic test are ready. It's a really scary moment.
He sits down with Professor Musaji.
So the report that I have in front of me, it has the summary of the results. You have two identical mutations in the ABCA4 gene, and you've got two mutations in the SAG gene. Yeah. Both are likely to be disease-causing.
Yeah.
One is having an effect on your peripheral vision and your night vision, and the other one was having an effect on your central vision.
What do these results mean in terms of benefiting from Luxturna?
So as you know, Luxturna is the only approved retinal gene therapy in the world.
Yes.
And it is a gene therapy targeted towards a particular gene. And the name of that gene is RPE65.
Yes.
And from our results, unfortunately, you have a healthy, two healthy copies of the RPE65 gene. So unfortunately, that gene therapy would not work for you.
Ramadan takes off his glasses and closes his eyes. He wipes them with a tissue.
There are trials that are underway for retinitis pigmentosa generally.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that is definitely something that you may be able to access in the future as well.
Yeah. I was ready to hear any result, but I didn't expect this result actually. But you know, what can I do? Just I will go on and see what will happen in the future. You know, I've learned a lot throughout my life, and I'm ready for everything.
Honestly, I had not expected that this investigation was going to be so difficult for me. It's overwhelming. But I know that there are so many people around the world going through exactly the same thing. I have to keep going.
He smiles faintly as he looks out through the window of his taxi. Then he's walking along a riverside towards palm trees and a road bridge.
I started this investigation years ago in Cairo. Since then, for this film, I've talked to patients and doctors from Gaza, Jerusalem, Khartoum, and Moscow. But I never thought the journey would lead me to the United States.
I recall reading about the first time penicillin was used to save a life. It was considered a miracle. Now we take it for granted.
The case I've been investigating here in Miami is the most disturbing that I've come across. It involves a doctor called Jeffrey Weiss.
I found a video in which he is making some pretty big claims about his treatments.
So I am treating the untreatable. I am treating people who have never had hope.
However, it looks like this has not been the reality for dozens of patients making serious complaints about this treatment.
A garden sprinkler and waterside apartment blocks. A man is on a bench. My name is Ahmed Al-Farouqi. I was searching for a cure for my disease on the internet. I found two doctors named Weiss and Levy. Patient testimony.
I called several research places. The Weiss touted itself as cutting it at state-of-the-art, a pioneer in this industry.
I called them up, they called me back relatively quickly.
There was another supposed doctor that was the coordinator.
I believe his name was Dr. Levy, and he's not the one who did the procedure. He's just kind of the one who is collecting the money.
Levy is the one that sells the treatment to you. He makes you feel like you are flying.
The treatment is actually a clinical trial run by Jeffrey Weiss and Steve Levy. But when the patients pay over $20,000 to join, I've decided to call Steve Levy, posing as a patient, and to secretly film our call to see what claims he makes.
Hello, Dr. Levy.
Hey.
Yeah, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I just like to understand, you know, more about the treatment.
Okay, so we're using the patient's own bone marrow as a source of the stem cells. Dr. Weiss, who's our the retinal surgeon, he injects them under the lid into the orbit in the back of the eye.
When you're in desperate situation, you pretty much try anything you can. And that's, I think that's what they did to a lot of people, is kind of played off on our fears.
This treatment is completely safe.
To say something is safe is like, is flying in an airplane safe? Yes, it's safe. I mean, we have zero adverse events, have had no complications.
When I opened my eyes, I found that I could no longer see anything with my left eye.
What should I expect after receiving the treatment?
We would say the vast majority of patients experience benefit, either improvement in vision or stabilization.
Subsequently, a couple of years later, we completely blind.
My regular doctor said that she couldn't even see in there with so much blood. There's a lot of funny things about what happened down there.
How many patients receive this treatment?
Probably 700 at this point.
All the patients that I talked to in the United States found the treatment the same way. A government website called clinicaltrials.gov.
At clinicaltrials.gov, which is the National Institutes of Health website, from which I get probably 95% of patients from all over the world.
Weiss in 2016.
It's really surprising to learn that our website, which has a stamp of approval of the US government, is the main gateway for so many patients. It has over 400,000 trials, and in most cases, there is no way to tell what is regulated and what is not. A short disclaimer tells users that listing a study on this site does not mean it has been evaluated by the US federal government. But for those searching for any glimmer of hope, this means very little.
The National Institutes of Health said the safety and scientific validity of a study listed on clinicaltrials.gov is the responsibility of the study sponsor and investigators. Conduct of clinical trials in the US is regulated by the US Food and Drug Administration.
Honestly, I feel conflicted. I've heard it from patients that say that they have suffered at the hands of Jeffrey Weiss, but I can't help but think that there must be some truth behind the claims of these two doctors who operate so openly. So I showed my call with Dr. Levy to Professor McLaren and two other professors of ophthalmology from Miami.
My name is Dr. Albina. I treat patients with all kinds of retinal disorders.
I am Byron Lamb. I've been involved in clinical research and patient care for a number of years in inherited retinal disease.
We don't really believe that there is any drug available now that's going to do more than what we're able to accomplish.
This is really crazy.
The stem cells is given over to Dr. Weiss, who's our the retinal surgeon. So he injects them under the lid, assuming that, you know, both eyes are expected to have some benefit.
I do not believe that this hypothesis that he's making has scientific validity.
When they're injected, stem cells fuse with cells that are called Müller cells in the retina.
There's absolutely no evidence at all that cells injected behind the eye or even in the eye can integrate with Müller cells and differentiate into photoreceptors and retinal ganglion cells. I mean that would just be a huge, unbelievable achievement and forward movement in the whole field. It would be immeasurable. I mean, everyone would be having it.
We have zero adverse events.
To say zero adverse events in that setting is extremely difficult for me to believe. There are risks to anesthesia, there are risks to the bone marrow biopsy, and there are certainly risks to the eye procedures.
Thank you, Dr. Levy.
Okay, take care.
This is crazy and very powerful. It troubles me.
He's using his position as a doctor, a position authority, to talk about science in a way the patient can't understand. This is not a valid clinical trial. This is a very worrying treatment that's potentially damaging for the patients, and it needs to stop.
Palm trees against a cloudy sky, and Ahmed Al-Farouki is on an oceanfront boardwalk. They asked for about $20,000, which I collected from relatives and loved ones. I was very upset, and I went into a depression. They just want to get your money. They don't care what happens to your eyes. Moving across the water towards downtown Miami.
The only way for me to describe the stem cell world is like the Wild Wild West. And it's not just in Florida. This is worldwide.
Andrew Yaffa is a lawyer specializing in medical malpractice claims. He successfully pursued a number of cases against doctors using stem cell procedures that have gone on to injure patients.
What do you know about Dr. Weiss and his partner?
When I was initially looking into them, I became curious about how they could do what they were doing, given the rules and regulations that are supposed to control and limit these things.
Do you think, are they violating any laws or regulations?
I certainly would question the representations being made individually to patients. You can report your results, but to say that this is any better than medical therapies that are out there to entice them to come have this treatment through your, quote, clinical trial that you're going to charge them for? I've heard through the grapevine that Dr. Levy lost his license in another state.
In 2004, Steve Levy surrendered his license to practice in Connecticut and New York State. In New York, there were 41 undisputed specifications laid out against him, including incompetence on more than one occasion, fraudulent practice, false reports, and failing to comply with the federal law. I've also found out that in 2021, the American Academy of Ophthalmology permanently terminated the membership of Dr. Weiss after investigating the way the trial was run. They concluded that the study broke rules about false, untrue, deceptive or misleading information to patients and not to create unjustified expectations of results, and that the results did not substantiate the publicly made claims for safety and efficacy of the research.
When a physician tells a patient there's no hope and go home, you have consigned that patient to blindness, which is a terrible, terrible thing. And I assure you, because I've seen it, if it was that physician's family, he would find me.
Weiss, then Yaffa.
I've been approached by no less than 15 or 20 patients wanting me to look into potential cases against them. Unfortunately for these patients, I've had to arrive at the exact same conclusion, but I was unable to help.
I'm used to hearing reasons for why action is not taken against these clinics and doctors. And it seems that things will be no different in America.
Medical malpractice cases are very, very complicated to prepare and expensive in the state of Florida. To ensure that the damages that they suffer justify the cost and expense to prosecute these physicians. The cases that came to me, these were people that were unfortunately very damaged to begin with before Weiss even attempted to treat them. Florida requires that your hired hand that you bring to your house to cut your lawn has more insurance than any physician that's going to operate on you.
MMA cage fighters grapple and punch. At ringside, Ramadan turns away.
I've contacted Dr. Levy, telling him that I'm a journalist investigating their treatment and requesting an interview with Dr. Weiss. While I wait for their answer, I want to understand how in such a highly regulated country, all of this is possible.
The only body that can go in and shut them down would be the FDA.
The Food and Drug Administration is a federal agency responsible for regulating clinical trials in the United States. It seemed like Dr. Levy's conversation with me might be breaking several FDA rules on how clinical trials should be run.
The FDA is understaffed. They don't have enough people nor clarity in terms of the rules and regulations. These clinics are allowed, unfortunately, to continue their profit-driven business because nobody's willing to take the bull by the horns and do what's in the patient's best interests and shut them down.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said unproven and unapproved stem cell therapies can be particularly unsafe and have led to serious infections, blindness, and death. They did not respond to our questions about Drs. Levy and Weiss.
Far from being shut down, Dr. Levy and Dr. Weiss now operate in both Florida and the United Arab Emirates. In Dubai, they charge over $27,000.
If you're in Miami today, you'll be getting sunny skies, but also pockets of heavy, intense rainfall. We're going to start off with the forecast for tomorrow, which is...
Rain spatters on the windows of a car. Ahmed Al-Faraki is in an armchair with his phone. After my experience with Weiss, I began to warn people not to have the surgery. I started telling my story on social media.
I answered that I had the disease for 25 years and it was a slow change over years, not over a week. Then he had nerve enough to tell me the stem cells were the reason my right eye did not deteriorate. He also said he would not perform the surgery on anyone else with my RP condition again. Needless to say, that was of little consolation since I had already lost my sight.
People started sending me emails and calling me from all over the world, many from America and from Arab countries such as Egypt and Iraq, also from Jordan, and praise be to God, I succeeded to a large extent in preventing them from performing this surgery.
If you are a physician and you took an oath, you should act that way, but physicians are people. There's all kinds of people. Nice people, bad people, good people. Intelligent people,
ignorant people. I would say to Weiss, stop sabotaging people's future.
Enough is enough. Can you be careful?
In the video from 2016, filmed in a hospital in Dubai, Weiss smiles and acknowledges the applause.
A few days later, Stephen Levy replied, refusing my offer of an interview with Dr. Weiss, saying I was a sham, and adding, "Your self-serving desire for a tiny flicker of fame through harming our study remains unbound. You are a disgrace to your family and to millions of people suffering from untreatable eye disease from across the world. Best regards, Stephen Levy, MD." We approached Dr. Levy and Dr. Weiss again with detailed questions about their practice, but they chose not to respond.
Because of my own experience I had years ago, I totally know what it feels like when you live a beautiful dream that your life will be completely changed. But suddenly, you find yourself waking up to a nightmare. We've embarked on this investigation to help patients who were left alone in darkness and pain share their experience, hoping that this will help other potential victims from falling into the same trap.
Ramadan stands on the shore, facing the waves and the hazy sky.